Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1. Listen back on the RTÉ Radio Player app.
The government has announced plans for a new auto-enrolment pension scheme for workers that don't currently have a private pension, which will affect up to nearly 750,000 people in this country. However, the Irish Times has reported that officials at the Department of Finance have cast doubt on whether the scheme will be ready to commence in 2024, describing the target in the department as somewhat ambitious. Tomorrow, the Joint Committee on Social Protection will discuss the scheme and hear from representatives from IBEC and the ESRI. And meanwhile, a past president of the Society of Actuaries in Ireland says, wait, you hear this, the government's plan is flawed and that there's a better way to do all of this. Well, Colm Fagan is a retired actuary and past president of the Society of Actuaries, and he joins me now. Colm, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac.
You might give me the ABCs on this. You might explain, first of all, the current plan for the auto enrolment. How does it work?
Yeah, the plan is that someone who is not already in a satisfactory or good pension scheme will be automatically enrolled in one unless they opt out. So it's a little bit like, you know, you've heard about the organ transplants that they're saying, you know, that people can be, would be automatically deemed to be agreeable to having their organ transplant. So it's the same idea here, that people will be automatically enrolled in this national pension scheme unless they specifically opt out.
Okay.
So as you say, the government is hoping or planning that about 700,000 people, there's two out of every three private sector workers are not in a pension scheme. So it's hoping to get quite a number of those.
It's a lot of people, Colin, isn't it? What happens in this scheme when people retire?
Well, that's where the problem is, that they are saying that they will be directors or trustees will look after people's interests all the way up while they're accumulating their savings. But then when they get to retirement age, they're kicked out. And the scheme actually, as it's drafted at the moment, even though it's a national pension scheme, it says, oh, we won't pay or we cannot pay a pension. So what happens then when they get to retirement is that all of those protections disappear and they're left out on their own to fend for themselves. And so it'd be at a vulnerable time in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they've a lot of money left to do them for the rest of their lives, but then they're not given any help. You know,
in terms of managing the pension and so on. So what is a better way that you're proposing?
Yeah. Well, you know, look at it pretty logically. In other words, it's all done almost like a very high-interest bank account. The people pay into the scheme and the employer and the government while people are working, and then they just start drawing out from it as they need the money when they retire. And so it's you put the money in, you take the money out from retirement. You don't have to worry about all of these investments. Do you put your money into equities? Do you put your money into bonds and everything? It's all done automatically, and it is done with a smooth return. In other words, that all the ups and downs of the stock market are ironed out for people, so they don't have to worry about.
And explain this to me. How would that work from a financial point of view? How can you be sure that inflation doesn't run away, for example, and that the investment or the interest that you would be promised would be there?
Well, what I'm saying is that the all of the money would be invested entirely in what are called real assets. In other words, businesses that are making real money, so it would be the likes of, say, Microsoft or Apple, are very good quality companies, so that if there is inflation, the expectation is that their earnings will grow as well, so the people will be protected from inflation in the longer term.
Mm-hmm. Have you submitted this idea to the department?
I have, yes, and I mean, I can understand their reluctance. I mean, you know, they say that the idea, well, it hasn't been tried anywhere in the world, and, you know, no commercial pension scheme has adopted the approach. Well, the point is that it is new. It's a completely new idea. And I did win a prize from the Institute and Faculty of Actuaries in London last October for it. So, you know, of course it's new, so it hasn't been tried. And they said that no commercial pension scheme has adopted it. Well, the point is it only works for auto-enrolment. It doesn't work for a commercial pension scheme.
So have they rejected your idea, or are you waiting for something?
They have said that, and I'm not asking, by the way, for government to accept the idea, just that to have it tested, to have, say, someone like the ESRI check, because it delivers more than 50% better value. That's what I'm claiming. I think I'm right, but I could be wrong. But you know, all I'm asking is for government to ask the ESRI to kick the tires on what I've proposed and say, well, look at, is what this guy says, does it hold water?
Okay, well, it's certainly worth testing and the idea and kicking the tires. You're no ordinary 5'8 on this one. You're a retired actuary and past president of the Society of Actuaries in Ireland, so I think it's worth listening to you when you say kick the tires. Colm Fagan, thank you very much indeed for joining us.